This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You're excited. We are back in the fold here on the DJV position. We're above the fold, as it were, to take a newspaper anecdotal analysis or, I guess, allegory. I got all kinds of words. You want me to just go through a bunch of words today? How about we do that? The word of the day today is allegory. All right, Victoria, you know what that means? What's allegorical?
An allegory is like a fable or like a myth with a message, though.
Yes, a message. Yes, yes, yes. The allegory focuses on messages. Jennifer, you want a word or not? Are you all right?
Not really. I mean, whatever.
No, I think we actually better get into Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schellen. I'm Doug Steffen. Sad news about Bernie's daughter-in-law, eh?
That's tough week to be in their family. Bernie had a heart attack last week. Now his daughter-in-law, Rain Riggs, who's just 46, died 2 days after her cancer diagnosis. Dr. Rain Riggs died over the weekend at 46. She passed away on Saturday, 2 days after she was diagnosed with a neuroendocrine cancer, and she's got 3 kids, I guess, and didn't know much about her, but she was married to Levi Sanders. She had fallen ill 3 weeks ago, but her condition was considered mysterious by doctors. It wasn't until last week when she went back home to the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center when she learned of her cancer diagnosis, but just 2 days later, she was gone. So very sad news for the Sanders family. Yeah.
She showed no sign before of any kind of
sick for 3 weeks. They couldn't figure it out, and then 2 days after her diagnosis, she was gone.
What kind of cancer?
Neuroendocrine.
Some kind of some of those things, man, they get you, and you're done 5 months.
And they're
so
rare; it just no one knows.
Yeah, don't find them. Don't catch them. All right, now we've been off and on making reference to a fellow named Gordon Sondland, who seems to be in this picture, this weird picture about the impeachment inquiry and who's saying what to whom. So what is his story? Jennifer, would you mind telling us what you know about him?
He's the current ambassador to the European Union, and his story is that he was involved in a series of text messages with members of the diplomatic and intelligence community about the phone call that President Trump had with the president of Ukraine, President Zelensky. So he was asked by Adam Schiff and 3 House committees led by Democrats to come and testify before Congress. And actually not testify. He wouldn't have been under oath, but he would have been deposed. He was being given a deposition. So basically you can't lie in that either. And his story had already leaked out. In fact, he's a fierce defender of President Trump on Twitter and has said there was no quid pro quo. In fact, that's what his text messages that have been released said. That happened, you know, he didn't just say that yesterday. He said it in July when all of this was going down originally. So he would have been a defender of the president, but late, right before really the hearing was supposed to start on Tuesday morning, the State Department blocked his testimony. He's an employee of the State Department. They said, don't do it. And this is part of the White House's greater strategy, which is until the Democrats make this an official impeachment inquiry, right now we're not going to cooperate with them. And so the State Department blocked him from showing up.
Why should you feed into that frenzy of foolishness?
Which really ticked off Adam Schiff, who then gave a press conference saying that the White House is trying to obstruct. What he isn't saying is that the testimony was probably going to benefit Trump more than it would have benefited his effort to impeach him. So, yeah, there you go. Just more political game playing on both sides.
We'll have no discussions at the wedding, my son's wedding this weekend, of politics. Who knew? The situation with Turkey and Syria, somebody got an update on that. I'm trying to figure out who's on first and who's on second here.
Turkey's invading the area that was held by the Kurds, and the Kurds were our ally in fighting ISIS. And so many Republicans actually are upset with Trump. Lindsey Graham, probably the loudest, saying that this is not appropriate, that the president should have not allowed this, that we're leaving the Kurds out there to die. The Kurds aren't these great angels, by the way. They are communist. Yeah. They're a communist group, but they were our ally in fighting terror. You know, obviously that kind of thing makes strange bedfellows.
So the Kurds, there's the Shias, there's the Sunnis. It's like they're in the Protestant sect. There are the Methodists and they're
well, the Sunnis and the Shiites are never going to ever get along.
Right. Kind of like the Episcopalians and the Presbyterians. Not much.
That's not true.
What?
There's no rivalry there. Oh my God.
Well, a bigger fish to fry.
At
our fish fries.
Yeah, right. Okay. So. Have we got that whole area covered, or is there a piece that we missed out?
There's a lot to cover. Obviously, the political ramifications are the president has said all along he wants to pull out of there. That upsets a lot of Republicans who are more hawkish, like Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell. And so, strategically, with the president going through impeachment, does he want to tick those people off? And I think the answer is the president doesn't care.
Even if he ticked them off, they're not voting for impeachment for him. That's specious. I don't buy that for a second. And so he does stuff they don't like. What, they're going to vote to impeach him because he sent troops into, no.
I think it's such a populist move that, he's always said all along, and this is probably one of those things that you actually like about him, Doug, is to pull our people out.
Well, Rand Paul has been very
longer,
vocal about this.
Yeah, it took longer than I think a lot of people wanted. Yeah,
right.
Rand Paul loves it.
Get him out of there. Get him out of Afghanistan. Get him the hell out of the Middle East. Just get out. That's it. Nothing's going to be... Let them all fight amongst themselves, and that's, see you later. So, all right, that's that story. The Supreme Court has thrown out a gerrymandering challenge in Ohio. You're not following. You all know what gerrymandering is, right? Everybody know what that is? Do I need
that's
to...
redistricting. Redrawing the lines of where the districts are.
And it happens all the time, depending on who's in power, how the lines go. They get blurry because one congressional election, it'll get moved to here so that the Republicans have an advantage. And then when the Democrats get in charge, okay, we're going to move the line over here so we get more votes, yada, yada. So anyway, there's a challenge to a district. The challenge actually was tossed out by the Supreme Court, though, marking the latest chapter in a number of gerrymandering cases. Lawmakers argued that congressional districts from the electoral map in 2012 were not lawfully drawn, therefore curtailed their political impact. This happens all the time. This is not new. This decision by the Supreme Court means that the gerrymandering that had been put in there was a three-judge panel ruling that Republican lawmakers had manipulated congressional lines. They all do it. Republicans do. Democrats do.
Well, so this is why usually the Democrats in my state will always want to count even the illegals during the census because they know it affects the way districts are drawn, even though they're not supposed to vote. Right.
Right. Exactly. It is a joke. I thought it was interesting, just as an sort of a local side of reality here, Jennifer. The Metro in L.A. Says its system is riskier for women. Does that mean women are not as safe on the buses as men are?
Absolutely.
What that means?
I read a story once, and my partner on the radio show in Los Angeles laughs at me, and I'm like, no, this is a real story. 1 in 5 women who use the mass transit system in Los Angeles are sexually abused or assaulted in some way.
Really?
Whether that's shown something that they don't want to see, touched, brushed against, whatever. 1 in 5.
Jeez. Wow. I wonder what New York is, just in comparison. Because I took the subway for years. I never once had an issue. I wonder if...
The subway's different, though, Victoria, because...
I've taken the bus,
drivers
too,
don't... I mean, the bus driver can see everything that's going on. The people that are running the trains can't.
Every time I'm in New York, I use mass transit. I have lived in L.A. my whole entire life, and I've never been on a public bus. Ever.
No. Really?
And you don't. It's not safe.
No. I wouldn't get on one of them. I don't even like the way... I admire there's a certain make of bus that I like because I like buses, but I wouldn't get on one of them to ride it. I'd like to drive one of them just for fun. That's one of my weird fantasies, is to find an old bus, an old transit bus from the 1950s, and to restore it and have it on the farm. I'd love driving around on those. There's so much fun to drive around in. Lots and lots of fun. All right, but that's, I suppose, just me. Nobody's saying anything, so they're thinking, okay.
I've never had the desire, Stephen's but I believe
you. crackpot time. One other L.A. story before we leave the City of Angels. The story of Samuel Little. Are you familiar with this, Jennifer, or ladies?
I don't know.
Samuel
Little. Oh, is that the serial killer?
Yep. 79 years old, confessed to murdering 93 people, and the FBI says it has verified at least 50-some-odd of these killings. Why is this guy still alive? You know, the death penalty, they don't have a death penalty. He's, they're looking for help because his health is bad. He's trying to, his memory's not so good. They're trying to figure out who else he offed before he dies so that they can end their investigation into certain murders. And he has drawn sketches of some of the women that he claimed to have killed. A lot of information on where he met each one of them. Imagine the mind that's really the reason I'm bringing it up. What kind of a mind does this?
Well, psycho.
Psycho stuff.
This guy's killed many more people than Ted Bundy, even.
Yeah. And yet nobody knows who he is. Everybody knew who Bundy was, or the Hillside Strangler, or whatever they'd call it. You know, this guy was almost a professional at this. Wow. He's only been convicted of killing 8 of the 50 or 93 that he supposedly has admitted to. Okay. Hello. Time for us to whiten up that smile of yours, the bright white smile that you know you really want to have. You drink coffee. Okay, we get that. That stains your teeth. You drink tea. Yep, we get that. Stains your teeth. Drink wine. Yep, get that. Stains your teeth. It's taken their toll. All those, maybe you drink all three of those things, taken its toll on your white teeth so that the teeth are no longer white. Your grin is ugly and yellow. So if you want to get rid of the factor, how about that, Kara? You like that? The factor. You need a brighter, wider smile, do you? Then you need to call up Power Swabs, and you can do that. Call literally 800-208-1797. I know it sort of sounds old school to tell you to call a phone number to order something, but use the DJV code and you get 50% off the retail price. Why would you want this? Well, because it does a great job, keeps your teeth all white, and it does it naturally. The patented tooth detergent is all natural. The whitening agent is natural. It isn't going to be something that comes out of a chemical can. Power Swabs guarantees to remove the stains and keep your teeth natural and the caps and veneers as well. So try Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here on the DJV program. Get 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs for permanent white teeth, bright smile, all natural. 800-208-1797.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I'm happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin and its huge 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Thank you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 56. NMLS number 3030.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Talking off the air with the ladies, I find Miley Cyrus to be very unattractive in almost every sense of the word.
I think that she's cute. She's attractive.
Yeah, I think she's cute.
Great singer, but yeah, she goes through phases.
Lewis actually met her not long ago and said that she was a lot prettier in person than he expected her to be. Yeah.
Yeah, Lewis is Victoria's husband. Victoria, Kara, Doug with a focus on music now at 24 after the hour on the DJV program. And, yeah, we're talking about Miley Cyrus, who apparently was hospitalized, took to her Instagram with hopes for a speedy recovery ahead of her scheduled performance at Gorillapalooza, which benefits the Ellen Fund and its global conservation efforts for endangered species. I love that. Gorillapalooza. Say that 100 times. Got, are there T-shirts? There must be some T-shirts around there.
I'm sure there will be,
Gorillapalooza, yeah. She didn't specify what she was hospitalized for. A number of outlets have reported she's struggling with tonsillitis. She posted, quote, "Trying to heal as quickly as I can to make it to Gorillapalooza with the Ellen Show, Portia de Rossi, Bruno Mars." It's this weekend, apparently. "Send good vibes my way," she asked, posting a selfie of herself in a hospital bed. "Hoping the rock star God send me a boost of badass and help me kick this to the curb where it belongs. We got a lot of gorillas to save," she continued to write. She followed up with another photo standing in front of a mirror while her mother, Tish, brushed her hair. "How you present yourself can determine how you feel. Thank you, Mama, for helping this little sickie look a bit better than..." So what is her relationship, Tish's relationship with the father? Are they still married?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Billy Ray Cyrus?
They were separated for a bunch of years ago. They were separated for a brief amount of time, and then they've been reconciled. They've been back together. Yeah.
What do they say about Miley and her antics publicly? Anything?
They
together
seem to be pretty supportive of her.
Are they?
They seem to be a pretty close-knit family.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay.
She smokes weed with her mom, so that's all I know.
The Hollywood Palladium is where the Gorillapalooza will take place this Saturday. The Ellen Fund, if you don't know about it, established by Portia de Rossi, Ellen's wife, partner. How does she, the wife, right?
Yeah, they've been married for 10 or 11 years now.
Yeah. It was a birthday present for Ellen last year. The campus officially called the Ellen DeGeneres Campus of the Dian Fossey Gorilla Fund. Is it Dian? I think it's Diane.
Dian Fossey.
Dian Fossey, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gorillas in the Mist. Remember the movie?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, hopefully she's out of the hospital and can participate. Call attention to that because it's one of those many things that needs attention. And you don't get it from government, so you take it upon yourself to be responsible, I guess, or get involved one way or the other. Next up, musically, Gwen Stefani. She's going to get a major honor at the People's Choice Awards. Gwen Stefani honored as the Fashion Icon Award. She gets that. Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She says, quote, makes me think back to Anaheim, just looking through Vogue magazine and thinking, I'll never get my hands on those clothes. I'm just going to go to the thrift store, make my own clothing. So to get to this point where I'm getting an award for fashion is kind of surreal. Proves that if you are true to who you are and just follow your passion, weird things can happen. I think that's very true. In the style world, Stefani is best known for her long-running fashion line, L-A-M-B, Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about it. Can you help me with this?
Lamb, yeah. It's a female fashion brand. It's pretty iconic. It's been around
not
forever.
Not made out of wool?
No. Love Angel Music Baby is what it stands for.
Okay.
It's high fashion. Like, she showed her stuff at Fashion Week. I used to cover that.
She's maintained her independence, even though she loves and is with, what's his face? I think
Blake Shelton, yeah.
Yeah, she's maintained an independent identity, which is a very good thing,
mm-hmm.
I think, anyway. 28 after the hour here on the DJB program.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Officials in California are going forward with a controversial plan to shut off power to about 800,000 customers to reduce wildfire risk. Pacific Gas and Electric saying blackouts will begin today in 34 counties across northern, central, and coastal California as winds in the area are expected to gust between 40 and 70 miles an hour. And the concern is it could bring down power lines and spark fires in that dry vegetation. A UC Davis Medical Center emergency manager says if there is an outage there, they've got backup power.
Things like the operating room, all of our important refrigerated goods and medications are all on emergency power.
Meanwhile, temperatures are expected to plunge in the next few days across the central U.S., and a snowstorm is expected to drop over a foot of snow from the Rockies to the plains. This is USA Radio News.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
.34 after the hour on the DJB program. Wednesday, October 9th is upon us. The ladies and the gentlemen here have got lots of ground to cover in this half hour. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and the Dougster. The weather across the upper Midwest looks pretty yucky, Victoria.
It does, yeah. Forget about fall. Portions of central USA are going to feel like it is winter. And National Weather Service is describing this as a powerful system expected to produce heavy snow as much as 12 inches from north central Rockies into the northern plains. The winter storm warnings and watches have already been spread around the whole region from Idaho to Minnesota. They expect significant travel impacts, tree damage, power outages. The heaviest snow is going to occur in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Denver and Minneapolis are also going to see their first snow of the season. And here's where it gets really awful. Temperatures are going to plunge by as much as 60 degrees in the span of 12 to 24 hours. Mm-hmm. That is... Ugh,
but you know what? It'll go back up that fast and everything will melt. Bingo. But it's just uncomfortable, unpleasant, and seemingly unjustified.
Yeah, I know.
First part
of
October.
So they said it's going to hit in two different parts. The first part of the storm is going to hit the northern and central Rockies and High Plains. That's going to start tonight going into Thursday. The second part of the storm ramps up over the eastern portions of the Dakotas to western Minnesota, and that happens probably around Friday, maybe Saturday. So they're talking heavy snow, blizzard conditions, whiteout conditions in some places, but it is just, for October 9th, that is really early.
Yeah. Pretty yucky, pretty messy. Not a pleasant situation. Speaking of unpleasant situations, a couple of things regarding Southwest Airlines, and something that is really food for thought as you book your travel plans for the fall, for the holiday season, for next spring. The union, the pilots union at Southwest, announced yesterday they are suing Boeing because of the 737 MAX. This is the furthest any pilot union had gone. Americans union said they're just not going to fly the planes. But this is, and I understand the reasoning. Listen to this. The Pilots Association said the lawsuit, which accuses Boeing of misleading pilots and the airlines about the safety of the plane, claiming the prolonged grounding of the aircraft will cause pilots to lose millions of dollars in compensation. The president of the union said, quote, "We look forward to a solution that helps Boeing restore confidence in the flying in this plane with the flying public and the pilots who operate the aircraft." That's a pretty damning statement. That's a pretty damning statement. 30,000 Southwest depends. They have no other aircraft. They just use 737s. That's it. That's all they have in their fleet. They've been using it since they went into business. They went into business at the same time the first 737s were being produced in the late 60s. So they were the match, and they've never used anything but 737s. So anyway, the 30,000 flights that have been eliminated, see, what American did was bring back, and I'm surprised Southwest didn't do this as well, because they've furloughed, put off into mothballs in the desert in Arizona dozens of planes. And what American did is just bring back some of the older 737s to fill in the gap by the 24 planes that they stopped flying. I think Southwest has about the same number of 737 MAXs. I think it's 24, 20, no, it may be 30 or 31. I'm not sure. But under the circumstances, Boeing still, we're going on a year now with this, and these planes are sitting in the desert. Nobody's flying them. Nobody will fly them. And they don't have, I think Delta may have had a few of them. United didn't order any. And I think that takes care of whoever had them here in America anyway. But there are dozens and dozens and dozens of them sitting on the tarmac outside the plant in, outside of Seattle. They're just sitting there. They stopped making them. But they, in the meantime, they had a bunch of them and Boeing, I mean, I don't even begin to understand. If I were on the board of directors, I'd be on the phone every day. What's the answer? Are you fixing this? Mm-hmm. They don't seem to be doing anything.
There's passes like no real muster. Update.
Yep. No, nothing. Okay, travelers who turn to Southwest to book flights, you go to their Facebook page. Maybe you want to ask a travel question or something like that, or complain about fares, or make a note about your flight delay, whatever it is. There are a lot of heartwarming customer service stories that are on these pages. A fellow named Mark Kaminsky had one mission when he went online, to call out a Southwest flight attendant for shaming a passenger wearing a Trump T-shirt. This fellow is 51 years old, came from Chicago, shared a screenshot of a Facebook post by a male Southwest flight attendant. A friend shared it with him. Both are Trump supporters. The flight attendant's post featured a photo of a man in an aisle seat on a Southwest flight, dressed in shorts, a camouflage hat, and a navy blue T-shirt with an American flag and words Trump 45 and Suck It Up Buttercup. The caption, "Someone did not get my most positively outrageous service today on my flight, not going to suck it up, dump Trump, etc., etc." That's where they posted all these.
I have to say, I've seen so many of those Trump T-shirts, and it doesn't just say Trump 2020 or whatever. It's a complete, like, nasty message at anyone who doesn't support Trump. Suck it up, buttercup. I saw another t-shirt that said Trump 2020, screw your feelings. It's like, why? I don't understand why that's necessary.
It isn't.
To add insult to, you know, to someone who doesn't support him.
However,
I just don't get it.
What if you're in a business like
I've never seen a liberal t-shirt that has a message screw you or screw the right or I've never seen that. It's only with these Trump t-shirts.
The base is a different it's just a different experience. You know that as well as I do. The base is different on the Republican side.
I guess I'm just disappointed that that's where that's
a reasonable position to have. I think, however, when it comes to this sort of thing, I don't know this, so I say it reservedly. Well, no, I'm not going to say it. I'm editing my words as I say them. What I am thinking is that is not a proper flight attendants shouldn't be engaged in that sort of stuff. Just shouldn't. If they're on their personal time, yes. If I was Southwest, I'd say don't do it again.
Right.
That's it. Don't do it again. The story of a woman boarding a Delta flight in Orlando without identification and a boarding pass.
This is a weird story. Did you hear about this?
How do you get on a plane without
no
ID or a boarding pass?
It is the biggest mystery. And when she was on the plane, she was in someone else's seat, obviously. She didn't have a ticket.
Right.
And so when the flight attendant went up and said, you know, can I see your boarding pass? She goes, oh, I threw it away. And they said, all right, well, can you show us some sort of ID and who you are? We can look it up and see what your boarding pass is or reprint it. And she didn't have any ID on her. And she showed the flight attendant a selfie. So she's like, here I am. This is my ID. And it was just a selfie. I don't know. I don't even know if she knew where she was going or if this was a case of mental illness or something. I'm not sure, but it's a very weird story. And obviously, TSA, she got all through security. She got all the way through security onto the plane.
Joke. It's
it doesn't make me feel any safer.
Security theater, that's all it is. A bunch of nonsense. My Pillow is not nonsensical. My Pillow is a guaranteed. This the object lesson here. My Pillow guaranteed to make you sleep better, give you all of the things that you haven't been the experiences you haven't been having, because you haven't been getting a good night's sleep. So I say thank you to Mike Lindell for all of the My Pillow moments. He says thank you to you, My Pillow customers, by giving you another opportunity to save a lot of money buying pillows and the like at MyPillow.com. The BOGO offer is back. Buy one, get one. MyPillow, any MyPillow, buy one, get another one free. That's the deal. And there are other things that you can save lots of money on using the DJV code. MyPillow products, 60-day money-back guarantee. Wash them, dry them. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener special tab that's there. It's a new tab. Get deep discounts. Use the code DJV. The BOGO. Get the pillow you like. Get two of them for the price of one at MyPillow.com. Code DJV.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's now 44 at the hour here on the DJV program. It's time for us to focus on what you are having for breakfast, what you had for breakfast, or maybe what we can get you to think about for breakfast. Tia Mowry is here, who along with her sister Tamara are well-known sister act. A sister, that's not it. But it's kind of cute that you and your sister are as well-known as you are. Maybe this is do you think this is a reflection on your parents? Did your parents want you to become well-known, Tia?
No, not at all. I think our parents just wanted us to become well-rounded, you know, individuals that, you know, just
want to see good people.
Well, that's good. Nothing wrong with that. All right, so you're also, beside being a sister, a foodie, in a manner of speaking. The Cooking Channel has a show that you've been in. You've been all over Netflix for a long time. So let's talk about life at the beginning of the day. Breakfast, most important meal of the day. I still think a lot of people don't get that. Don't you think that people, they run out of the house, they have a bite of fruit maybe or some yogurt, or God help us, they grab a cup of coffee and run out. That's
I know it
still,
sounds very cliche, but breakfast is definitely one of the most important meals of the day. And whenever I find myself, having a nice bowl of, oatmeal with some fresh fruit on top, I feel like I can definitely tackle the day. So, no, I completely agree with you.
So, speaking of oatmeal, there are new, I have always been a fan of oatmeal. Quaker Oats is a way for you to, I think, deal with how do I get my oatmeal in a convenient way. Now they have new, how many different flavors? I see there's a number of different flavors here, right?
I can't hear you. Hello?
You can't hear me. Okay, let's see if we can, Kara, can we do something about this? It didn't sound like it was a good connection to begin with. We can, I don't know where we go. Sometimes you have these conversations with people on lines. The hookup's not that great. Victoria, I think that the bottom line here is, as we focus on, especially given the time that most people listen to our radio program, the breakfast routine that people are going to do. And adults set the tone for breakfast. Mm-hmm. Adults set the tone for not only, for whatever, how the children eat, what their attitude is toward food is going to come about because of the environment that they grow up around. I don't know, what did you
eat? We had oatmeal almost every morning. My dad, being from Ireland, it's something, his oatmeal is very important to him. So we would always have, we didn't even have a microwave in our house growing up. So we had, on the stovetop cooked oatmeal every morning for breakfast, which was kind of boring, but, it was still.
How did you flavor it? I had oatmeal as well. I used honey.
I would add flavored maple syrup. Yeah, I'd add some cinnamon and a little bit of maple syrup.
Yeah.
We weren't really a big sugar house either, so, I hate fake maple syrup. I need real maple syrup. So, right from the tree into my oatmeal. So that's kind of how we grew up eating it. But
all right, let's see if we can connect with Tia again. Tia, one of the reasons you were here is to talk about a survey that was done trying to get to the nutritional side of breakfast. So what's the survey? What does the survey indicate?
Well, first of all, I just have to say that I'm very excited to have partnered up with Quaker because it's something that I grew up on. And not only that, what's even more impressive is that, Quaker has been a family favorite for 142 years, and it's something that I still have in my pantry today. I love, oats because of it's a wholesome ingredient, and not only that, but it's incredible.
All right, I think we can't make this work. All right, I'm sorry about that. Best of luck to you. I hope that things continue to work in your favor and that you are successful. Basically, what we were talking about are the things that you can do with oatmeal, how hearty is. I know one of the things I have when I'm on a breakfast flight, Victoria, they have either oatmeal that I like, and that's probably the only time I eat it, or these new what's the stuff that begins with a Q?
Quinoa.
Quinoa, yeah. There's a kind of like a quinoa breakfast that's similar to oatmeal. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Healthy too. Yep, absolutely. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
This theme, another one of those unrecognizable themes. I say that sort of tongue-in-cheek because it's kind of fun to go back in time with some of these themes that Chucker picks out. This one comes from one of the Steven Seagal movies called Under Siege, which for my money was kind of an entertaining... It was the usual slop from Steven Seagal, but it was still kind of fun. It was kind of stupid. But
it was his best movie, though.
Was it? You thought it was?
Yeah, well, you know, the reason we play that, this day in film history, October, what's today's the 9th?
Yes.
October 9th, 1992, so Under Siege hit theaters, and it was a pretty sizable box office hit, the biggest hit in the career of then-action specialist Steven Seagal. Who
wasn't Tommy was Lee Jones and Gary Busey, weren't they the bad guys? Yeah, they were.
I mean, here's the thing. Warner Brothers put the biggest budget in the career of Steven Seagal into this movie. They hired Andrew Davis, who directed The Fugitive, to helm the project. Tommy Lee Jones and Gary Busey played the villains. I actually thought Steven Seagal was pretty good.
He was a good movie. I thought it was an okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, he plays a cook or something.
He plays a cook named Casey Ryback. You know, it's interesting, right, Doug, because in the 1990s, you still had the big action star that could headline a movie like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Steven Seagal. And then guys like, Sylvester Stallone, and then guys like Steven Seagal and Jean-Claude Van Damme had a nice niche in the action star, you know, that specialty market. And these movies, you know, made money, and it was not even about concept. They people paid to see the lead action hero, and that's not really the case in movies today. It's all about concept now. They could basically get a lot of different people to star in a movie now. The concept is what really audiences buy, but back then it was more the star than the concept. But Under Siege, this day in movie history, 1992.
Good reflection. I went to see Judy last night.
Oh, cool. Okay. And you booked it this Friday. What do you think?
Did you? Well, it unfortunately, her character pretty much reminds me of my mother. Same pretty much M.O., same life, same way
Judy Garland
going.
Story, correct?
Yeah. Judy Garland as a youngster. I thought it was interesting the way they played her first movie and what went on with Louis B. Mayer and how he goaded her as a child into the star, and the way that it was portrayed brings to light what it was like doing The Wizard of Oz, and then the last year of her life before she died, what it was like. She had no following in America. She had to go to England, and she was wrapped up. I found myself getting impatient with it, especially the first half, because, again, it reminded me of my mother, and I was uncomfortable. But I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
You can say what you will about kooky actresses and what their real life is like. This woman is a fabulous actress, and she
Renee Zellweger.
Renee Zellweger looks like she lost 50-60 pounds because she was emaciated in this.
Really?
Well, Judy Garland.
How much of Judy Garland's lifespan did this movie cover?
It covered the first part of her life and the last part of her life, and nothing in between. It was sad, tragic. You got the idea. I wonder whether Renee Zellweger actually did the vocals or somebody else did the vocals.
I don't know. I got to read that.
I think she sang.
Did she? I think she did.
Yeah. Because it's not as good as Judy's voice.
No, but it's good. It was good. Theater was full. The theater was full Tuesday night. Yep.
It's interesting you say that because, you know, we always talk about the different trends in movie-going habits. A movie like this, which has gotten good reviews, you know, 15 years ago, this movie would do some really decent business at the box office because it was much more, you know, the adult-oriented market was there. Now, this movie's doing middling business at best, despite the fact it's getting really good reviews. This would be a darling of art house theaters, but really the trend has gone so much to streaming that this type of audience will wait. And it's really not that much of a wait. That's good. That's good to hear.
Yeah, it was. It shows that there is support. But the character-driven stories about stars like that, whether it be Elton John, you know, this one coming out, Frank Sinatra. This was a very good, an interesting portrayal. It was a sad, thought-provoking movie, for me anyway, because of what my mother went through before she died. So anyway, the Judy Garland movie's called Judy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.